Ai hoki mai anō ko Gurney Clark, tēnei kōrero atuna kia koutou. I tēnei wahanga o te rā, ki kone anō taku kai kōrero ia Wenerei. Ko Mary Ann Baker, ka mutu kia koutou katoa, e noho maina, e whakarongo maina, tēnei wahine, e mahi ana for the Far North Pharmacy. Ka mutu he rata anō e ero te tāna nei mahi, nā kia koutou i kone e whakarongo maina, tēnā anō koutou. Kia ora kia koe, Mary Ann.
Kia ora, girlie. Yes. Tēnei haura, ka kōrero aha mō te rongo huango. Difficulty breathing or also the word for asthma. Yes, because girlie, at the minute, you know, we know it's allergy season, I've talked about it, and therefore a lot of people with asthma might need a review because they usually get allergic rhinitis as well, and those who do are three times more likely to have asthma because it's, say, 20% of the population.
Yes.
And New Zealand has one of the highest incidences of asthma in the world, and over 500,000 people take medication on a regular basis for asthma.
Oh.
It's huge, yes. And just to just go through them, the common symptoms is wheezing. They can get a whistling sound, most obvious when breathing out. They can have a shortness of breath, a tightness in the chest, difficulty speaking, and a persistent dry cough. Usually the cough is at night or after exercise. And over time, the cough may become productive, like you get mucus and phlegm and that, and it's the only symptom that we usually see in the young children, which is important to remember, because once they have an asthma attack, the breathing becomes difficult due to the swelling, inflammation of the tubes, contraction of the smooth muscle, and the airway fills with mucus. So it's very dangerous not to treat, and I wanted to say that most people use these short-acting inhalers. They're used to treat the asthma straight away, and they provide relief within a couple of minutes. Most people have been taking Ventolin, which is where it has a little bit of a extra payment to make because it's a different brand, or they take Respigen. At the moment, though, I wanted to say to everybody, the Respigen in New Zealand is out of stock, so a new brand has come in called Celea, or Salbutamol, that's the generic name, but it looks different. It has a grey and a white top, but it still works the same.
Oh.
A lot of people like it because it hasn't got a funny aftertaste. Ventolin tastes nice and that, but that has charges which people don't necessarily want to pay or need to pay if they can take the other cheaper forms, but they're all on a prescription. But remember, everyone, if you lose your pump and the chemist is open, you can go in and ask and pay for, though, an emergency supply. So I just wanted to tell you that there's also Bricanol, but that's not used so much today. But with these short-acting inhalers, we don't want people just using the Ventolins and the Celeas, Respigens all the time. You should have preventers, and those are usually known to people to be like Flexitide or Beclizone. Some people are on, say, capsules like Tylaid or even singular tablets to try and help. They don't have an immediate effect. Nothing's felt after inhalation. But when they're used all the time, they reduce the underlying inflammation of the airways and reduce the severity of the asthma attack. And the new one is like these ones, Brio, you see on TV, and Anora. They're called combination therapy. And those new ones, you have to stick to the dose, like once a day, discard them after what it says, 6 weeks. Follow the label. We're finding some people are using it too much, and that covers up maybe an underlying problem like a heart condition we've found, or needing a better Asthma's Plan program. And lots of people get Symbicort. That's been shown in new research to supersede or go ahead of a lot of the other ones because it treats plus prevents and drops down the use of Ventolin, because if you don't get this right, the preventers plus the quick-acting ones, you can end up in hospital very seriously ill, because it's too late to get prednisones in a lot of cases. So coming down from those, people should be using, where appropriate, spaces. We have e-chambers, they're given out free, where you push your inhaler into these chambers, you prime it, usually 6 to 12 puffs, push it through, and it makes the little globules finer to go down into the lungs. And if the children are 6 or under, they have to also get from us or their nurses or doctors an e-chamber mask, which they put on. Oh. But all honesty, like, you know, once they're trained, I've seen my own little moko, she's only 4. She knows, Nan, I use this puff and 6 squirts, whatever, and then puff it in.
Yes.
And adults who work with us who are on Symbicort have said they've learnt the hard way. You know, too much of the Ventolin, the quick acting, not doing the regimes properly, and they've ended up seriously ill in hospital. Because you know you can die 20 minutes and you're gone with asthma. So it's a very serious thing.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think that that's what I wanted to shout out about today, because, as I said, going back, it's allergies. Asthma increases with allergies. You've got to be careful you don't take those ibuprofen tablets or aspirin, because that can bring on an asthma attack. If you don't treat the allergies, including people being around cigarette smokers, that will trigger asthma. And then there's some certain medicines and asthma pumps that you get whereby when you go out to do sport or warm up, you have to have a reliever before exercise. Otherwise, some people get what they call exercise-induced asthma. Yes, so that's not
good. That's where they use them. Yes. Does that, when they're breathing, when they're playing and they're... what's this? It goes out of kilter or something. Is that what happens with them?
Yeah. Well, they just, when they start doing sports or
exercise,
climbing up a hill,
yes,
they have to have the airway open.
Oh,
and it's a special one like Theravent that you take before exercise. Otherwise, yeah, you get breathless and can conk out.
Oh, okay.
So that's no good. But I just wanted to say that. And then there's an asthma respiratory guide for adults online, and then I wanted, as I always usually do, I look up my work with the old people. And in the old days, where we came from in the Bay of Islands, Queenie Brown used to use Tartaramore, she said, for her asthma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tartaramore, she said, was better than Kumaraho.
Oh, what is it called?
Just Tartaramore.
Tartaramore.
Māori medicine, rongo Māori. So that's what I thought. I keep short today, as usual, girlie.
Oh, very good. Hey, I was going to ask you, you know, with asthma, is that hereditary?
Not normally, but you find it does reoccur. And in people with eczema,
yes,
eczema and those skin things, hereditary, and people who have eczema, they say, usually get asthma.
That's what I've heard.
Allergies.
Yes. So yes. Eczema and asthma, they come hand
they're
in hand?
They're usually related, yes.
Oh, so can you get both of them?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Like in our family, like, I am sensitive and we get eczema, and, you know, in the worst case, you can get psoriasis, those things on your elbows and behind the knees. And then, therefore, you can get the asthma. But you'll find it does go through the family.
Yes, yes.
Yes, it's heart order. It says you've got to reduce the impact and incidence of respiratory disease and health inequalities. And it's usually, yes, it's more prevalent, more found in Māori families. Yeah, very, very much so.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's like genes that yep. way. Yes.
And I tell you, I was going to ask you, does weight have anything to do with it too?
I found mainly they say weight is more related like to, well, heart, diabetes, and acne. People who can't breathe, you know, when they sleep and their heart stops?
Yep.
Those people, yeah, like, because we have whānau who are like that, who suffer from apnea, the specialists say you've got to lose weight. If you don't lose the weight, it's hopeless trying to treat you, because that one is where you fall asleep and you get blocked off, and the heart stops. That's definitely weight-related.
Okay.
If you're not fit and healthy,
yep.
it all makes sense, you know, to live better and not to have sex. So the causes of asthma is cigarette smoke, cold air, exercise, dust mites, pollen.
Oh, very good. Okay, lovely. Yeah. Well, thank you for explaining about huāngo, because with asthma, because, you know, I have heard a lot of them have had it. And like you say, a lot of Māori have got it. And it's quite interesting, but I was so puzzled by you having asthma as well as, what's the other one?
Eczema.
Yes, yes. I didn't realize the two can be together. You know, I'm learning now that those two can happen. Oh, very good. Okay, then, thank you, Marianne.
Okay, noho ora mai, teitei whānau. Te ra wiki.
Kia ora. Kia ora kia koe, Marianne. Thank you.
Thank you.